From the time of his accident, almost from 12/11/2019 through 3/25/2031, when he underwent 4 epidural injections in the lumbar and 1 thoracic epidural and 3 sacroiliac joint injections and 1 trigger point injection. The patient was receiving this medical treatment, but then he was discharged for an abnormal agreement for the urine drug screen and failure to keep up the appointments. His attorney had died and the case was not continued, but now last 1 year since he was discharged on 3/25/2021, the patient has had no physical therapy, no medications, and no treatments. Chief complaint right now is pain in the neck, lower back, the headaches, and pain shooting down to the buttock. Some pain in the left shoulder, with reduced ability to do the abduction and weakness of the left arm and wrist, with numbness and tingling of the third and fourth finger, and radiation of the pain to the left arm is reported. There is some pain in the left leg, which is may or may not be related to the current accident. History of the automobile accident is described before, and that is as follows. This patient was traveling as a passenger front seat in a work truck related to their employment. A supervisor, Demarcus Boone, was driving the vehicle. It was a Ford Super Duty pickup truck. They were hit by a BMW in a T-bone accident on the passenger side as follows. They were traveling at around 40 miles an hour in front of a gas station on Dixie Highway, when another car, BMW, came out of the gas station at a high speed, almost 40 miles an hour, and hit them on a T-bone fashion on the passenger side. The patient was wearing seatbelt, airbags were not deployed, there was no loss of consciousness, it was not a hitting gun accident. The police came to the scene, ambulance didn't come to the scene. They went to the Extension Hospital in Rochester Crescenton. X-ray of the shoulder, neck, and back was done and were found to be negative and were discharged on Motrin and Norfair. They did not go to the ER on the day of accident, but the next day. He also went to McLaren Hospital in Pontiac, which also checked them out, provided medication next day. They report that the damage to the vehicle is around $2,500 to $5,000. In this accident, patient allegedly had a neck whiplash and injured his head, jarred into the headrest. However, there was no direct head trauma. The knee injured into the dashboard. The patient shifted very badly to the left side due to the impact, and it caused pain in the left shoulder, left knee. History of presenting illness patient is suffering from headaches that has been present since the time of accident. They are usually located in the back of the head, and they are moderately severe and infrequent. Less intense now due to the treatment. They are not sensitive to light or noise, and they are essential factors are no nausea, vomiting, that seizure, or other. TBI symptoms that patient is complaining are as follows. The patient still has occasional dizziness, occasional loss of balance, vertigo, lack of focus, loss of concentration, and blurred vision. Regarding the pain, patient is suffering from pain in the neck and the lower back mainly, along with the pain is present in the left shoulder. And all of these pains are as follows. The neck pain and the shoulder pain is 8, mid-back pain is 6, lower back pain is 10. The patient reports radiation to both the buttocks, but unlike before, there is no radiation to the right leg or left leg as it used to be. Only area is the buttocks. There is a pre-existing pain in the left leg from previous surgery of fasciotomy, which will not be part of this. The patient has pain of the neck shooting down to the left arm in the medial part and involving third, fourth, and fifth fingers. He has had an eye exam at Auburn Hills, and he does not have any neurologist, neuropsych treatment going on. He can walk up to a block easily. He has not been working also since that time. The patient reports that the pains are present several times a day. And they are described as sobbing, shooting, sharp, gnawing, G-N-A-W-I-N-G, aching, tender, fearful. Pain level is from 2 to 10, usually 6. ADLs are affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, driving. Patient reports that the pain is improved by sitting and medication. So far, the treatment-wise, patient reports that there is no improvement so far. He has still been suffering. He has not been able to go to the physical therapy as he had no doctor to look at him. No injections have been given. He has a weight gain of almost 15 pounds. He has never tried any chiropractor acupuncture. He has been doing some home exercise with rubber band that was provided by his therapist, and spine traction he has not been doing. He has no new accident. The patient reports that his ADLs are still affected, and they are as follows. Patient report that running and doing yard work and reaching into cabinets is hard, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Home chores, doing laundry is 8. Opening container, cooking in the kitchen, and ability to lift dinner plates is 7. Standing and vacuuming, 6 among the ADLs. The system review in heart disease, patient has chest pain but no high blood pressure. Rest of it is negative. In neurological disease, back pain, neck pain, injury, dizziness, headache, weakness, paralysis of the arm and leg. In the kidney disease, there is a bladder incontinence, urinary frequency. In psychiatry, there is a depression and anxiety. Musculoskeleton, there is a swelling of the feet and history of falls. In the past surgical history, he has had a fasciotomy of the left leg in 2008 at McLaren Hospital. He had a cardiac stent placement in 2008, a coronary stent. And he also has an IVC filter, Greenfield filter, in 2008 to prevent the stroke and blood clot. Family history, mother is alive, suffers from hypertension, father is alive, no medical problem. Siblings are all okay. He suffers from sleep problem, mood problem, depression problem, self-worth, concentration, anxiety, but denies any homicidal or suicidal thoughts. In the personal history, patient smokes, and he does drink occasionally, does not use any recreational drugs. In the relationship status, patient is married and he lives with his wife. Current employment status, patient is unemployed due to the pain. He used to work at Titan Seal Coating, where he was expected to do the seal coating as well as create the driveways and parking lots. He had to shovel 25 to 50 pounds of material all day long and lift all day long, stand all day long, walk all day long, complete labor job. Disability is still none. Legal history, patient has Anne Murray Perez, P-E-R-E-Z, as attorney. physical examination. The blood pressure is 184/123, pulse is 77, pulse oxygen 97, height is 6 feet 2 inches, weight is 280 pounds, 47-year-old African American male, and date of birth is 7/6/72. The patient is 47-year-old African-American male, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clothing, cosmetia. The hydration is good, there is no acute distress, shortness of breath, pain, fatigue. Patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious, lethargic. He has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient seems like walking pretty reasonably okay with mobile independent without using any adaptive device. The rest of the, in the gait, please mention he limps on the right side. But rest of the physical examination came from the template, including neurological examination and musculature examination. They are all normal. No muscle spasms are noticed, and no atrophy, no hypertonicity. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none is present. Hypertonicity, none is present. Range of cervical spine is completely normal. With forward flexion 50, extension 50, side flexion 25, bilateral rotation at 45. Thoracic spine and lumbar spine. Forward flexion is 50, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, rotation is 30. The patient is able to bend down reasonably well. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine. Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling is negative. Lerman test is negative, distraction test negative, Sotoal test is negative, myelopathy sign is negative. Thoracic spine bruise test and lung test are negative. In lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg raise test negative, Jagger test negative, Kahn test negative, femoral nerve test negative, the Budzinski sign negative. In sacroiliac joints, no tenderness was noticed. However, the favor test was found positive bilaterally and the transplant test is positive bilaterally. Other than that, the standing flexion test, ili compression test, distraction test are all negative. Turnberg sign is negative. Extremities examination from the template, all normal except for the left shoulder. That is as follows. The left shoulder on inspection appears to be completely normal, no dislocation. On palpation, there is no therapeutic grinding noise, coughing noise. Range of motion of the left shoulder is 90 degrees maximum for abduction and flexion, beyond which patient experiences severe pain. The special tests were conducted and Hawkins Kennedy test is positive. Beard test, near test, speed test, and empty beard test are all positive. However, anterior posterior apprehension is negative. Hypobarom test is negative. Distally, examination of the left wrist and hand show a carpal tunnel compression test being positive, the tenderness and balance sign being positive. Diagnosis. In general, 110, V89.2 X60, R26.89, F09.90. CNS R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9. In the upper extremities, left shoulder M25.512, M75.30, M75.50, F43.432D, and M75.110. and G56.02 and M79.642. In the cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4, XXA. So 6 M54.09, 54.9, 54.6, 51.24, F23.3, XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, F33.5, XXA. Sacroiliac spine, bilaterally, M46.6. Plan of care is from the template treatment plan is as follows. Patient is requested to have a physical therapy evaluation and treatment 2 times a week, focusing on neck, mid back, lower back, left shoulder, and left sacroiliac joint. Retraction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. And patient will remain. He has been placed on light duty, 7 hours, 6 days, 0 pounds. Medication wise, patient is being provided following medications. Mobic 7.5 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 7.5 twice a day for muscle relaxation. Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain, headaches. Tramadol ER 100 mg daily at night, pain relief. Nexium 20 mg. For stomach relief, lidocaine ointment for low topical pain relief, Imitrex tablets for headache relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry, fitness level are all okay. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. Patient was reviewed for the past existing MRIs that were found positive. There is a minimal disc herniation at L4, L5, L5, S1, C3, C4, C4, C5 without any major issues. Interventional pain procedures, none are being ordered. Surgical options, no. Neuropsych, none. Alternate care case worker is none. Past medical records are reviewed. We have existing records of 2 years of treatment. MRIs were reviewed, records were reviewed. Investigation. We are ordering a new set of cervical and lumbar MRI to identify the current pathology so as to base our treatment on. DME. Patient already has received all the DMEs in the previous engagement. He has received the cervical and lumbar braces, tense unit, and etc. Education is yes, follow-up visit yes. And personal support. Thank you.